Once there was a stone, and the stone sat in the same place, the same way, for 30 million years. And one day, for no reason whatsoever, it decided to fall over. And it did. It fell right over and landed on a snake. It pinned the snake to the ground. The snake wiggled and wiggled but couldn't get out from under the stone. And the snake could see the sun coming up, and he knew that if he stayed in that sun all day, he'd die. And he wiggled and he hissed, and nobody helped him. And finally a man came by, and he said, "Man, please pull up the stone so I can get out." The man said, "Oh no, snake, you are a poisonous snake. You will bite me." And the snake said, "I'm not going to bite you. If you pull this rock up, I will have gratitude for you." And the man said, "Well, that makes sense." So he got down and he grunted the rock up, and the snake wrapped around his leg and opened up his mouth and bared his fangs. The man said, "Ho, ho, ho, what are you doing?" The snake said, "Well, I'm going to bite you." He said, "For what?" He says, "I'm a snake. That's what we do." "Yeah, yeah, yeah, but I just saved your life." "Yeah, I know, but I'm a snake. You knew that. You knew that when you picked up the rock, so I'm going to bite you." "Whoa, whoa, 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 no, no, no. Let's leave this up to an impartial judge." The snake said, "Well, all right." So they asked the nearest tree, and they explained the situation, and the tree took a while to think. They're not real swift. And the tree thought about it, and he finally said, "I've known a lot of men. They admire my beauty, and they enjoy my shade, and the children climb in the trees, and everybody eats my fruit. But I understand they're going to cut me down and slice me up." "Bite him." And the man, "Whoa, whoa, 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 don't do that, don't do that. That is hardly an impartial judge. Let's try another one." So the man walked along with a snake wrapped around his leg until he met a cow, and he explained it to the cow, and the cow thought about it a while, not as long as the tree. And the cow said, after a while, "I have known many men. They admire my big brown eyes, and they drink my milk, but every spring they take my baby away." "Bite him." "Whoa, whoa," the man said. "No, no, 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 don't bite me." The snake said, "Hey, you're just stalling." He says, one more judge. So they walked along until they met a wild turkey. And they explained it to the turkey, and the turkey said, "Well, I really can't make a judgment here because while it is the nature of a snake to bite people, if the rock was particularly large, maybe that would overcome the snake's nature. And how can I say?" "Well, we'll show you the rock." So they went back to the rock. And the turkey looked at the rock and he said, "Well, it's a very big rock, but I don't know how much the rock weighs relative to how much of the man's strength it took to move it. Why don't you reenact this for me?" So the man lifted up the rock and the snake climbed under it, and he set the rock down, and the turkey said to the snake, "Is this exactly the way it was?" And the snake said, "Yes." He said, "And you're pinned. You can't get away." "That's correct." The turkey says, "Well, it is the nature of snakes to bite people, but it is the nature of turkeys to eat helpless snakes." And the man, to remind himself to never again trust the word of a reptile, over his fireplace, he hung the wishbone of the turkey.